That's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for October 7th.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Today's word is pecuniary, spelled P-E-C-U-N-I-A-R-Y. Pecuniary is an adjective that means consisting of or measured in money. It can also mean more broadly of or relating to money. Here's the word used in a sentence from the Washington Times by Ethan Epstein. In a commercial environment, news organizations have to balance pecuniary concerns with their duties as journalists. Pecuniary first appeared in English in the early 16th century and comes from the Latin word pecunia, which means money. Both this root and the Latin word peculium, which means private property, are related to the Latin noun for cattle, pecus. Among Latin speakers, as among many other populations past and present, cattle were viewed as a trading commodity, and property was often valued in terms of cattle. Pecunia has also given us the words impecunious, meaning having little or no money, while peculium gave us peculate, a synonym for embezzle. In peculium, you might also recognize the word peculiar, which originally meant characteristic of only one or distinctive, before acquiring its current meaning of strange. With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.